Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's the 28th of July 2016, and this is my audio blog. Quick boo 5 min, as I take a relatively short trip in my QQ caster, as Top Gold likes to call it. Just a short trip today. But I thought it's still enough time for me to record a boo 5 min and give you an update on my SSD findings. So, I opened up the iMac yesterday evening, and I'm getting quite adept at that because I've had a bit of practice now. I've done it at least 3 times in the past. Now fourth time. So yeah, I got it open quite quickly. Got the SSD drive in its caddy adapter thing that makes it the same footprint as a 3.5-inch drive. Got all of that out of the iMac, and then I've left the iMac in an open state with some old towels over it to stop dust getting in, I can fiddle around with the drives and whatnot and see what I can find. First thing I did was take the SSD drive out of the 3.5-inch adapter caddy, and then plugged it directly into the dock, the USB dock that I recently purchased, and plugged it into my MacBook Air, and quick as a flash it appeared as mounted as a drive called Macintosh HD, and there was a file system there, and excuse me, the beginnings of a macOS copy. There was some of the folders that you find on a full installation of macOS. So it had started transferring files across, and it had done it without corrupting the volume. So there was still a volume there of 749 gigabytes. There were files there. It was all looking like it should be a perfectly good drive, perfectly readable, perfectly usable drive. Nothing wrong with the SSD drive itself at all, by the looks of it. I had a quick look after Bernie's suggestion, whether it was movie files, there are indeed no movie files on the volume yet. So I hadn't got as far as copying across any movies. It wasn't a factor on this particular occasion. So now I know I've got a drive that works okay. So the next thing I'm going to try is popping it back into the 3.5-inch adapter caddy thing and plug that into my dock and see whether it's still accessible as a drive. And mount perfectly easily with that inside that adapter, because it could be that somehow the adapter's broken, and if it still works in the adapter, then I'm probably looking at the cabling within the iMac as being potentially faulty. So yes, it definitely feels like some progress has been made. So I'll leave it there. That's my update. Still listening with interest to Top Gold and Pilgrim Press talking about the situation, the terrible, terrible, horrible situation that Top Gold and his family are now in with their house. I really do hope that that comes to a satisfactory conclusion, and that they have a lovely place to live very soon. Thanks for listening. Toodaloo.